Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so grateful that you're here, and I'm always so thankful that people are out there. They're learning the Word of God. They're growing in their relationship with God, and that is just going to benefit you, not only in this life, but in the life to come. And as we study His Word together, that's what we're doing. We're growing in our relationship with God. So we always want to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we do thank You that You want to be involved in our lives, that You gave us the Bible, Your Holy Scriptures, so that we might learn about You. And Lord, we are just enjoying this letter to the Colossians written by Paul. We're so grateful for the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth. So as we study today, I pray that You will just be with us and bless us, open our eyes and our ears and our minds and our hearts to receive from You, we ask. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Before and Consist. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and verse 17. As a declaration and defense against the heresies of the Gnostics, Paul gave a description of who Jesus Christ really is in chapter 1 of his letter to the church located in Colossae. The Gnostics denied the deity of Jesus and were spreading their false doctrines among the church members. So Paul began to tell the church about Jesus' ability to deliver them from the power of darkness, redeem through His blood, and forgive their sins. Paul told them of Jesus' preeminence and image likened unto the invisible God. He also shared how Jesus was involved in the creation of everything that was made, whether visible or invisible. And in chapter 1 and verse 17 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul continued with his description of Jesus, where we read, "And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." The verse begins, "And He is before all things." Paul employed the word before, which means pre-existent to, prior to, ahead, or sooner than all things, which are things both individually, each, every, any, all, the whole, everyone, all things, everything, and collectively, or some of all types. In other words, Jesus existed before anything that ever was, is, and will be created. The verse goes on to say, "And by Him all things consist." In addition to pre-existing or living prior to all things, Paul wrote that by Jesus all things consist. The word consist is synestemi in Greek, and it means to place together, to set in the same place, to bring or band together, to set with one another, to put together by way of composition or combination, to teach by combining and comparing, to show, prove, establish, exhibit, put together, unite parts into one whole, or to be composed of. The idea is held together. And through the power of Jesus, all things that ever have been, are, or will be, are held together by Him. When we think about Jesus' power to create, we marvel. All the wonderful creatures, animals, bugs, and landscapes, all the stars, planets, moons, and galaxies that were created by the Lord Jesus. And we also know that we were made by Him. Yet, still, not only were all these wonderful things made, but they also consist or are held together by Him. What if He let go? What if He decided that He no longer desired to hold things together and let them dissipate into chaotic disarray? Oh, not only should we marvel at the marvelous power of Jesus Christ to create, but also at His magnificent ability to keep everything held together too. May we ever grow to know this creator and consistent Jesus more and more as we study His word and relate to Him. Next time, Paul will write more about Jesus himself. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.